Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that you were here with us yesterday. We broke into verse 19 of Genesis 3, and I shared two of three insights. Do you remember what the first two were? Here's a quick recap. First, we identified three key words. Those are sweat, bread, and dust. Sweat symbolizes the hard work man will have to do for food. Bread symbolizes life. Man's life will be sustained by the bread he eats. And dust symbolizes death. Man will die. In Genesis 3, verse 19, God says, "By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Those are the three key words. And then my second insight deals with the very last part of verse 19 and these words, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This does refer directly to the original command and to physical death. Prior to sin, according to God's original design, death was not the natural termination of man's life. I reject that death was the natural end of man's life. Rather, death is the punishment for sin. Death is the punishment for sin. This needs to be clear. In Genesis 2:17, God said, "You will surely die." And then here at Genesis 3:19, God says, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." This is the death sentence given and then reiterated as the punishment fitting the sin. The only reason man did not die on the spot, the reason for the time between pronouncement of death and death itself, is God giving man his grace and mercy. And last time we heard from the Dutch theologian Gerhard Charles Elders, and I want to give a more extensive quote of his now. He writes, "This delay in the execution of the death sentence is that a merciful God immediately evidenced his grace to fallen humanity. God did not immediately execute the full punishment he had pronounced against the guilty. Even so, this evidence of grace does not cancel the pronouncement of punishment. There is delay, but the punishment is not canceled. The grace that was extended in no way diminishes the integrity of the pronouncement and the seriousness of its ultimate execution." These are wise words. Let us think about this in terms of our own lives. Have you ever wondered why it is that between our very first sin and now, God has not ended our lives? Of course, our very first sin is immediate because we are all born sinners. But let's move past infancy to the time in our lives when we were making cognizant, willful choices to sin. Why were we not struck dead by the hand of God? God promised Adam and Eve, "In the day you eat of it, you will surely die." Now, the answer is that God is being merciful and gracious to us, same as he was to Adam and Eve. And why is God offering this mercy and grace? What is his purpose? Well, the answer, quite clear in the scripture, is that God invites us to come to him in humility and to repent of our sins. He desires that we claim Christ to be our Savior and the way, the truth, and the life. We believe for ourselves that Jesus is the only one who can forgive our sins such that God will accept us as his sons and his daughters and welcome us daily now and for all eternity into his holy presence. Let me take just a little time to share with you some Old Testament and New Testament texts that proclaim this great truth about who God is in relation to who we are. And let's begin in Isaiah. I'm thinking of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. Here, the Lord expresses great grace to the nation of Israel, his chosen people, yet a people who were living in disobedience to and revolt against God. Instead of God displaying his wrath, his righteous anger, listen to these tender words. Isaiah reports this in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. The Lord longs to be gracious. The Lord waits to be gracious. To long for means to hope, to expect, to wait for, to long for, to be patient towards his people. God is the God of justice. This verse says it. Just judgment is coming upon God's people for their sin. However, first God has compassion on them by waiting. Between the start of their sin and their death, time passes, and during this time, God urges them to come to him and to express sorrow for their sin. The end of this verse impacts me. How about you? It reads, "How blessed are all those who long for him, who long for God." Do you long for God? Do you hope in him, expect him, wait for him? Are you patient towards God? If yes, then you will be blessed. Oh, pray with me that we will yearn for God and God alone. While we wait for him to take us to be with him forever, let us be patient, yes, and let us love him more each day. Let us worship him and let us honor him and obey him. Let us make much of our great God. That was Isaiah 30, 18. Now, turn over to Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 9. Here God says, "For the sake of my name, I delay my wrath, and for my praise, I restrain it for you, in order not to cut you off." Isaiah 48, 9. Again, the Israelites deserve the wrath of God. For their sins, they deserve judgment. But God says that for the sake of his name, he will delay the wrath. God will self-restrain his wrath. He will not yet cut them off. Why? Because God is being merciful in order that he will be known as the God who saves his people from their sin. God says, "For the sake of my name." God is a covenant-keeping God of love, and he wants to demonstrate this loving faithfulness to them, to us. And so he delays his anger. He restrains his judgment. Are you hearing this desire that God has to live in right relationship with us? The millisecond we sin, we deserve his wrath, but we do not yet get it. The time in between our sin and our death, God is pouring out upon us his mercy and his grace. This is who he is. Let's uncover a New Testament text as well. I have in mind 2 Peter chapter 3 and two verses therein. 2 Peter chapter 3. I will begin at verse 9. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." There again is the emphasis on the Lord's patience and his desire that no one should perish in hell for unforgiven sin, but that all will come to repentance. That is the forgiveness of sin by Christ Jesus. And then drop down to verse 15. We remain in 2 Peter chapter 3 and now verse 15, which reads, "Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation." What does that mean? It means this. During the time God is being patient, during the long seasons of his mercy and grace to sinners, it is the joy, the duty, and the responsibility of Christians to witness to non-Christians that Jesus is salvation. As God delays his coming judgment, we must engage people with the gospel. We're called to share with others that salvation from sin, this our only hope, is available to them. Right now, immediately. No person has to die in their sin and face the just and righteous anger of God. Jesus Christ offers ready redemption and the way out of sin into an outpouring of God's forgiveness, so profound it becomes nearly impossible to describe. Well, these are just some of the many scriptures that speak to the delay in the death sentence given for sin. But remember what Dr. Alder said earlier. This evidence of grace does not cancel the pronouncement of punishment. There is delay, but the punishment is not canceled. Remember that Adam and Eve both died. They are long dead. And remember that you will die. I will die. And when we die, we each face God. Are you prepared to face the living God? I trust that Christ is your refuge and your advocate. I pray that Jesus is your Savior. This ends what I want to say about my second insight in this last part of verse 19. And now let's get started on insight number 3. Third, tucked into the end of verse 19, there is hope amidst such hopelessness. On the surface of the words, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return," there is no hope. The man sinned, and the man must die, physically, finally, eternally. However, when we get some perspective on this, and then of course when we consider these words in the light of what we read elsewhere in the whole Bible, we find there is an element of hope amidst the hopelessness. And that is what I want to end the week together discussing tomorrow. So I hope you will be here. On a Friday, we will point to the hope we have, even as sinners. So join me tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.